Welcome back, Tom Abraham Show. Last night, but yesterday on the show, I told all y'all, I said, you got to watch, you're going to see history tonight. And Charlie's like, well, you're calling it? I said, yeah. I said, tonight, Boom Boom Brentwood, Blake Jeffriand, is going to Hobey Baker Award winner, is going to get his first goal in the NHL. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he got us. I saw this game. He got his first goal. I didn't see them then losing the game in a shootout to the worst team in the league, but I said the kid's going to get his goal tonight, and sure enough, he did, the one and only goal for the Predators. And joining us now is got to be a proud papa on the Grand Avenue Chauffeured Transportation VIP Hotline, Danny Jeffriand. Danny, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Very good, sir. Thank you for having me.
I got to ask you, now look, your family's got such great hockey history, obviously, and you know, you've watched this kid win the Hobey Baker Award and everything else, and you know, we know about Grandpa and all the family lineage and all that kind of good stuff. But still, last night, when you see him, little tip-in, one-timer, quick hands, nice little goal there, I mean, how did that feel for you to see Blake get his first goal in the NHL?
Well, you know, I still have the both my wife and I have a big bump on our head there tonight because we were watching it on TV in the den, and you know, it happened pretty quick, you know, from behind the net from Suter, and when that thing went in the net, I think we jumped so high that we hit our heads on the ceiling pretty good. So anyway, it was a thrill because there's so much behind that, you know. It's such a It's a tough grind to get there, and then to get that goal, you know, is awesome. It, you know, it gives you so much confidence, and it gets the monkey off your back. And it's just been a banner year for him in 2010, and now we've got all this year happening, and it's all good stuff.
Well, we were speculating a couple of weeks ago that, you know, we might see him because he kind of got off to a little bit of a rough start in Milwaukee and then started coming on. There was a lot of communication between you and him. Is he you know, a guy that, you know, because he's not an 18-year-old kid out there playing like that Taylor Hall. He's a, you know, 22-year-old kid. But was he calling you from Milwaukee and you know, kind of giving you updates on every couple of days?
Oh, yeah. You know, he went down somewhat a pretty good attitude, you know, to try to make it back up here. He kind of figured he'd be down there the whole year. And, you know, I mean, he got down there, and you know, he goes from playing, you know, from having so much ice time on specialty teams just to playing a regular shift until, you know, he worked himself into a penalty kill power play situation, and then he ended up, you know, just as he was starting to figure it out, you know, he gets an injury, and that set him back, and maybe it was a good thing that happened because it gave him a lot of time to sit back, reflect, check it out, reload. He's always been a good. Smart guy as far as that, you know, being able to adjust to the situation. And so it came back, and as you can see, you know, he's in the American League. He went like 17 points in 6-7 games, back-to-back HL Player of the Week, and, you know, just all the way up to here. It's just been, like, you know, phenomenal. Like, sometimes how he does it, I don't know. But, like, again, to answer your question was, yeah, he would call me and all that, and he would just, you know, I was, you know, just tell him to, you know, take the rearview mirror off and just keep going. You know, there's nothing you can do. That game's over. On to the next one and learn from it. And, you know, he's a pretty smart guy, and he's got it figured out. And now he's in the process of figuring out how it is. And I asked him, you know, what's it like? What's the difference between the AHL and the NHL? And he goes, they're all just as big. The speed is all the same. You know, there's just more skilled guys up here. So, you know, it's going to be another step for him to figure it out, you know, where he's got to make his adjustments. And, you know, he's on the fourth line with limited ice time, but that's kind of good because he can, you know, I'm sure he wants to play, but as a dad, I'm saying this is good because you can sit back on the bench and watch and look and see what's going on in the 5 to 10 minutes that you're going to play. You know, you can go, hard and hopefully do well.
Better meal money and somebody else to carry the bags and put them on the plane instead of the bus. Yeah, that's the other probably difference is in that deal. Tell me about that first NHL check, too. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, I was telling your guy there this morning, you know, that, you know, when he got called up and all that, he was kind of like, you know, hey, Dad, you know, you realize that, you know, I make, the NHL salary, you know, now. I go, yeah, that's really good. I hope you remember. I go, hey, Blake, I hope you remember what you told me a little while ago, and that was your first NHL paycheck. It looks like I get it. And he hung up on me.
Didn't you forget that's his month to donate, right? It'd be, you know, you think about Boom Boom, and you think about the, you know, the family ties and everything, and he probably will make more in a couple of weeks than those guys made in their career or in a year.
Yeah, you know. good for them, you know, for all those guys, because it's a short career. But, yeah, my dad was, as you know, the big superstar Hall of Famer. And I remember we have an album at home. You know, when he scored 50 goals the following year, he was the highest paid in the NHL, and he made he signed for $30,000.
$30,000.
Granted, back then it was you know, it was in 64, I think is what it was. You know, it was a lot of money, but compared to what these guys make now, it's, you know, it's not, you know, it's unbelievable. But, hey, you know what? That's the way it is. You know, you could be here today, gone tomorrow. So, you know, the way I look at it, the owners wouldn't be paying it if they couldn't afford it.
You got that right. I've been coming up with different little nicknames for him. I've been calling him Boom Boom Brentwood. But that's a whole other story. All right. We're on at the station down in Huntsville as well, 97.7 The Zone down there. And you got Jeff Rayons down there. Now, tell us, because we get confused. What's the family lineage? Now, these aren't brothers. These are cousins.
Oh, yeah. These are Blake's brothers.
Blake's brother.
My oldest boy is Nicholas, he lives in Atlanta. He's got his own company down there called KO Construction and does very well. Then we've got Blake, and then you've got Sebastian, who's a he's a sophomore at the University of Alabama, Huntsville, playing D1 hockey with his brother Bryce, who's a freshman there at the University of Alabama playing D1 hockey.
Okay, all right, so those are your boys. All right, so you're on down there now as well, down in Huntsville, and they're hearing that. In fact, the UAH, I think, plays their basketball games on that station in 97.7, the zone down there. So that's good stuff. So that's got to be exciting stuff. Now, how do those guys stack up to Blake when he was that age? Of course, Blake was at Wisconsin, and UAH is a great program. Of course, went to the Frozen Four a few years ago and, you know, struggling a little bit this year. But how do the boys stack up to where you saw Blake at that age?
Well, you know, it's hard to compare because every one of them have a different style. You know, Sebastian, the best way I can describe him has a Jordan Tutu type of style. He gets on the ice and it's high energy and it's all over the place and hit everything that moves, and he just, you know, he loves that kind of play. Whereas Bryce is probably more like Blake, more of a thinking guy out on the ice and all that. So, you know, it's hard because, you know, they now have to live up to Blake, but, you know, they played their high school hockey. They played their junior hockey. They're good players. Is it going to be? Are they fast tracking like Blake did? No, they're not. But you know, they'll have their opportunity one day. They haven't been drafted by an NHL team, so they might have to go a little bit different route. You know, maybe try to get an invite training camp in a couple of years and start off that way, and maybe, you know, make it to the American League via the ECHL. And you know, you just never know what can happen. I even told them, you know, there's always the you always have the opportunity to go play in Europe, you know. Yeah. And you know, my biggest thing is, as long as they all have their college degree, it doesn't matter as a dad, because I know that whenever they're done trying to achieve their goal, they can come back home and they've got their college degree and they can go on into the workforce.
Well, you know, those guys locally there with the Huntsville Havoc and the SPHL, they'd love to have them, keep them in town there, and they could maybe make some real noise in that thing. If it doesn't, you know, that'd be a lot of fun.
And see, that's what he. Yeah, that's like Sebastian said. He told me, he goes, "Hey, Dad, maybe my senior year, when I'm done, if they still have a team here, I could just jump on that team there." You know, and I, you know, Sebastian's not as big as Blake. He's like 5'10", you know, 190, and loves the scruffs. But I told him, I go, "You know, when I played, I was a pretty good fighter. When I played junior hockey, I was a first round draft choice. I was a good fighter. I had it all and all that. And then when I turned pro." Right, when I turned pro, my first three fights, they were over and my gloves were still on. So I warned him about that, you know.
Especially in that league.
You're always going to meet your match. You know?
Especially in that, especially in the SPHL, because that's how the game starts. Are you kidding me? One hand on the boards, the other hand slugging somebody. I mean,
I couldn't believe, like, the times have changed. When he was playing for Indianapolis 2 years ago when they won the championship there, where they're allowed to fight as junior hockey, these guys now, they're texting each other before the game.
You want to go?
When are we going? I was there with him at his pregame meal, and I go, "What are you doing? Who are you texting?" He goes, "The goofball on the other team." He goes, "I'm asking him, when does he want to go?"
Yeah, I was lucky. I played my college hockey back in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, and we could still rough it up a little bit there. That was up in New York in the private college athletic conference, and we'd play RIT and Gannon and, you know, people like that, and you could still go then. You could go, but it would cost you a league game. It would cost you the next conference game, you know, if you went, but you still went, and that was like Slapshot, though, back in the day. Are you kidding? We were going at it in the locker. We had one team we played in one arena. They had to come through our locker room to get to the showers, and it had been been a particularly brutal game, and it was on as they came through our locker room. We're all in towels going at it. It's crazy. All right, Danny, yeah. Appreciate you, man. The kid's great. The one thing that I would have liked to have seen, and I said this on the show already, I wish they would have run him out there for the shootout, because I want to see some fresh meat. Nothing against the other guys, but you know, something they haven't seen him. They don't know his move, whatever. He's got great skill, and you put the Hobie Baker winner out there. He scored his first goal. It wouldn't have hurt to put him on the ice and see him, you know, maybe help out in that shootout.
Yeah. You know, it's all good, and you know, I think he's ready for anything that gets thrown at him. But I have to say one thing is that since Blakes was drafted by the Predators in 2006, and you know he went the college route, they wanted to sign him his junior year, and he said, "No, Dad, I'm going to go back one more year, get my college degree," which was awesome. All I can tell you, you know, without spending another hour on the phone, is that the Predators have taken Blake Jeffrey on, and they have molded him into a pretty darn good little hockey player right now. They haven't rushed the situation. They've taken baby steps with him and all that, and it's really going to pay off dividends here in the long run, because it's not, you know, just about being a good hockey player and all that, but you know what? Blake is a, you know, you can ask anybody that has met him. He's got a lot of class, and he's a good kid. You know, he's a good guy, and I think he'll be great for the community. He'll be great here in Nashville, and also become a big leader for the Predators one day.
All right, and it cuts down on the travel for mom and dad, too, that's for sure. All right.
Absolutely.
Danny, I appreciate you as always, man. You know, good guy just to talk some pucks with, so we'll keep the number.
Absolutely. Call me anytime.
All right, thanks. That's Danny Jeffrion. He's got two playing in Huntsville at UAH. He's got Blake playing in the NHL, and he got his first goal last night. Very, very cool. Great.